tomorrow's news today.
It is Sunday, November 30th, 2025, and I'm going to be hosting all 4 hours here of Sunday Night Live for you, 4 p.m. Central to 8 p.m. Central. All right, in the last 2 weeks, have done the deep dive on the expansion of Islam, and they are into their takeover phase that is in the Quran, and the Quran is a military political manual. I literally have over 100 clips of top imams in every language, including dozens in English, saying we're now going into takeover phase, just like a Saturn rocket has three phases. And then I have huge stacks of them saying pedophilia is a good thing. I have stacks of them saying Christians must all be murdered. And if you see any nativity scenes, you must attack them, burn down their churches. And then we have that happening everywhere. And I just went insane. I have over 250 clips. And the problem is, if you don't really show people, they don't know. Because as much as I know, it's worse than I even thought. It is so horrible. Then I have a whole stack of former Muslims who are Muslims on record, including imams, saying how it's a giant criminal conspiracy. Stack after stack after stack. I mean, it's close to 300 clips. Because the crew gave me over 200. I've got another 100 and something here that I've been collating. I mean, I've sent all these to the crew, but I'm just saying these are the ones I sent the last 5 days. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover all the other massively important news that ties into this. I'm going to try to get it done in the first hour or so. And then as long as it takes me, if it takes the next 3 hours to play at least a couple hundred of these clips and break them down. But you're going to get insight and analysis you're not going to get anywhere else. Because I am an extreme Islam expert. And I've been studying it for over 30 decades. 30 decades. 30 years. Feels like 30 decades. No, it hasn't been 300 years. So this is going to blow you away. And the problem is they've gone on their offense unmasking phase, like a Klingon war vessel to fire, it's got to uncloak. And they're in their uncloak phase right now. And it is bad. And so there are hundreds of new horrible clips per day. Tearing down Christmas trees, beating people up, stabbing babies, raping, murdering, saying they're allowed to rape our children because we're subhuman kafirs. It's like trying to drink the Atlantic Ocean with a straw. Far worse than trying to drink out of a fire hose. So that's coming up. And then for all you clippers out there that want to fight tyranny, those hours are going to be powerful because I've got all these insane clips. A lot of them, I guarantee you haven't seen, because they're brand new. You have to understand, for every clip I'm going to show you, there is literally hundreds more. Okay, I have watched thousands and thousands and thousands. My family's like, what is the problem? I'm up at 3 a.m. watching this stuff because it is so horrible. And the arrogance of these people is just unspeakable. And they're trying to dial into all of our political stuff and manipulate us. And I'm going to analyze that too. Because they go, oh, look, the West is evil. Yeah, we've gotten away from our Christian roots. That doesn't mean what you're doing is good. Doesn't mean you're the solution. If I've been poisoned with arsenic, the cure is not cyanide. If I've had my leg cut off, the cure is not being shot in the face with a shotgun. If I've been bitten by a cobra, the cure is not to be thrown into a pit of rattlesnakes. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on.
But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
On offense, tells Maduro he will not be allowed to flee. Bans all third world immigration, period. Overturns all of Biden's auto pen orders. That's 92% of all his actions. Plus, a deep state scrambles to downplay exposed coup attempts. A seditious conspiracy of the seditious six goes into full damage control. And it all ties together. All right, we're going to hit all the other massive news in the first hour, as long as it takes. I'm hosting 4 hours tonight, 4 to 8 p.m. And then I'm doing the deep dive on Islam going into the offense phase. But if you haven't read the Quran, I did about 28 years ago or so. I'd read large sections of it and seen TV programs here on local Austin Access Television that have been produced around the country by groups warning of it, reading from the Quran. So I thought, well, I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble's and I'm going to buy one somewhere around the office today. Bought a big one, official, you know, and all the nice, pretty scroll and designs. And I read it. And boy, did it give me a headache. But we're going to get into it. And it is all about how to take over and how to lie to people and the different phases. And then once you build up to a big enough number, you start attacking everybody, low intensity to drive them out of the town. Once you have that town, you take the next town, and then you take the whole country. Then anybody that doesn't join you is put into slavery or killed. Anyone that is not a Muslim can be put in sex slavery. They can be castrated. They can be put into slave labor. And Islam, in history, is the grand champion. Muslim dynasties have had more slaves than the Chinese, the South Koreans, the Africans, Westerners, everybody combined. And that's mainline history. But then they're the ones teaching that in the prisons that blacks should become Muslims because of the transatlantic slave trade that was tiny compared to the Islamic slave trade. Now, for one dynasty or one kingdom, one empire, the Romans have the record, but that was just one empire that lasted about 500 years. Well, the actual empire, 410, but they had to build up for about 100 before, but let's just 500. The Romans, in their 500-year history, are the grand champions of the most slaves. They mainly had European slaves. But when you add up all the Muslim dynasties, they had eight times more slaves than the Romans. Because there's been 1,500 years of Islamic slavery, not 500. So that's coming up, and I've got the receipts, and I've got the Muslim imams saying they're allowed to enslave you today. And if they capture your country, they can put your women into sex slavery, your daughters down to age 9. And I got videos of them marrying 9-year-olds and them bragging about it and saying marrying your family is a good thing because Allah said so through Muhammad. I mean, it is just unspeakable. And it's all coming up. But let me get started on the other huge news. Well, it's all part of the Trump's a dictator drumbeat. Doesn't matter. He was popularly elected and in the Electoral College. Doesn't matter that the higher courts have ruled everything he's doing is totally constitutional, cut and dry. And they say it's illegal and they say it's criminal and they say you've got to resist it. You got to buy guns and fight back. You've seen all the clips from The View and from Don Lemon and all the rest of them. And then they have these senators and House members and CIA people say, we're counting on you. Don't abandon ship. You've got to decide what's illegal and not follow his orders. Well, they're not illegal orders. And so that little statement's not illegal, but the compendium of what they've been doing and who's funding it has come out now. It's Soros, the Democrats, and elements of the CIA. That is sedition. Ahead of uprisings and big events, false flags, I believe, that'll be blamed on federal law enforcement and on the National Guard. And you've seen them when he was president-elect saying he's going to send out the National Guard. They're going to kill brown and black people. They've killed nobody. They're the ones getting killed and shot up and rammed. Oh, we've seen terrible behavior out of ICE in Chicago. Why, we saw them pull their guns. Did you tell them that they got rammed at high speed and shot at? Did you tell them they got hit in the head with bottles? Oh, they fired tear gas. Did you tell them that their cars got rammed and they got surrounded? So they are literally trying to undermine the elected executive branch while they create the Clyward and Piven strategy and the Podesta plan for civil unrest. And that ties into Hegseth. Hegseth is ordered with boats carrying fentanyl and all this other garbage on known drug boats that they track from where the drugs are delivered to the port. They know the boats. They know the people. They're listening to their communications. And that is the equivalent of a giant missile with explosives, but even more deadly, coming to our country. Thomas Jefferson did the exact same stuff. He just used cannons to take out the Barbary pirates, the Muslim pirates that are doing that to us before. And Congress knows they can't override this. As a president, when there's a clear and present danger in lifetime attacking, it was the right and the duty to protect, preserve, and defend. So they leak stuff that turns out to not be true, that Hegseth said after one missile hit the first boat, and there were a few people still alive, drifting, said, kill the other people, kill them all. And Hegseth came out and clarified. He said, of course we said up front, it's lethal, kill everyone. But I didn't have to give a second order. It was the first order. So they play these games not knowing that the general public doesn't understand that that's what the military does. When they fire missiles, hellfire missiles at your boat, they're not shooting them at you to give you a proctology exam. They're not firing them at you to fix your root canal. They're not shooting them at you, you know, so it's like some penicillin so you get over an infection. They're shooting them at you to kill you. They got politically correct in the 70s and stopped saying search and destroy for the Army and Marines in Vietnam. Search and clear. That's why Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, changed the name of the Department of War after World War II to the Department of Defense, and everybody else copied it. And Trump's like, it's not the Department of Defense. It's the Department of War. It's what it is. In the Constitution, we're not playing games anymore. It's the Department of WAR. It's not Info Defense. It's Info Wars. It's not Department of Defense. It's Department of War. It's what it is. So again, they continue to imply that it's illegal and, ooh, it's a major scandal and all the rest of it. So look at these headlines. Pentagon ups retribution campaign. Hegseth conscripts the Pentagon for Trump's retribution campaign. GOP senators have joined Democrats in investigating Pete Hegseth's kill everybody allegations. It's like saying, did you know we're going to investigate to see if a bear craps in the woods? I caught you crapping in the woods, bear. We're going to investigate this ice cream to see if it's cold. Can you believe the Department of War, when they fired Hellfire missiles at boats, was to kill them? They should have fired giant Nerf darts at them. Maybe dropped pillows on them. He comes out and says, I didn't have to give a second order. We intended the strike to be lethal. But the media says, that's not a defense, because they say. Meanwhile, Flynn has all the contacts when he's on these interviews, myself and Bannon. He's like, well, I'm just my opinion. Brennan's behind, you know, the Seditious Six and the Podesta plan and all this. Brennan went on C-SPAN in 2018 and said Trump won't be in office in 3 months. And he has all these former intelligence operatives on TV with him at a big meeting. And they go, what do you mean, sir? And he goes, well, it's not going to be impeachment, I'll tell you that. And they went, ooh. And they had all sorts of dirty tricks. And then they had Phil Mudd of the CIA go on TV and say, well, the CIA is going to kill this guy. Remember all that? The intelligence agencies have six ways from Sunday to get you, said Schumer. Now, but when Flynn says it's Brennan, it is Brennan. It's Brennan's acolyte that runs the Seditious Six. And so it's very, very important. And now you have another Afghan national, Mohammed Dawood Alo-Khozay, planning another mass bombing and bragging about it with the reportedly was a bomb to attack Fort Worth. And guess what? Turns out he worked with the same CIA unit under Biden in Afghanistan, and they brought him here, just like the last guy. So are you starting to figure out what's going on here? And I'm talking about, you know, the individual last week that killed and seriously wounded another National Guardsman in D.C. And I got clips of CNN and MSNBC. The articles are on Infowars.com. There's not enough time to play all these clips today. You want them, they're on there. You just type in, CNN says the National Guard wouldn't have been shot if they weren't on patrol. MSNBC says they wouldn't have been shot. It's like, yeah, you know, that woman wouldn't have been raped if she wasn't walking down the street so pretty. By the way, later I have Muslims explaining in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. that an unaccompanied woman is allowed to be raped. That's why you'll see Muslims rape like 80-year-old women, 10-year-old girls. And my wife last week went to like HEB at like 9:30 at night. She'd forgotten something. She'd tell me the next morning. And she gets out in a Muslim, in the Muslim nightgown, you know, whole outfit, runs up to her, starts yelling at her, saying, you shouldn't be out here alone. You shouldn't be out here at night. Something bad could happen to you. Because in his religion, and she was very aggressive in her face. And she just got in the car. She'd already gotten the groceries she wanted. But, I mean, that's just an example of how out of control this. But sorry, that's coming up. So, to the rubber meets the road here. So all of this ties together. And then we've got the normal, you know, suspects running around everywhere saying that Trump is a dictator. Look at this. Comedian David Letterman crawls out from under a rock, brands Trump a dictator, says he's humanity's worst accomplishment. There's video of it. In fact, get that clip. So that's all they got, thinking the public doesn't know what a dictator is. No, he's elected. You guys are dictatorially doing all the things you're doing. You're the ones shutting down the government and then blaming Trump. You're the ones that did all the human trafficking up to 1 million kids into the country. You're the ones that are now freaking out that this is all coming out. And everybody knows that in my 31 years on air, I have been against every single major U.S. military operation, because that was under the globalists, that was under the neocons. In every case, it was to put somebody worse in. In every case, it was starting a war with Russia. You know, in every case, it was something really evil, lying about WMDs. Now, there were emergency missions and security missions, a lot of stuff I did support. Rescue missions, things like that. But I've said, but really for anybody, Trump got in, I said he's going after Nicolas Maduro, because people don't understand that Venezuela, per capita, was the richest country in our hemisphere until the 80s and 90s, and then communism came in. They called it socialism, but you saw what happened. So that money's all still there. They have a bunch of kingpins worth hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. They have a budget bigger than the CIA. They've been working with the CIA and the Chi-Coms to steal our elections. And they are making their move. And they've been caught. We've already gone over that in whole shows this week and last week and the month before and 5 years ago of how they work with China to make the chips, bring them to Taiwan, have it assembled in Venezuela, and then these companies are allowed to sell these four or five of the biggest companies into the United States, and it's all proprietary code, proprietary. You can't look under the hood, but any hacker can break right in, and then to make sure that can happen, you have the attorney generals, the secretaries of states, and all the rest of them, like in Colorado, 2020, just giving out the code access to the computers on the internet. If you expose it, you go to prison. So that's really what's going on, is to cut off the deep state Democrat Party's piggy bank. And the CIA's been on record in Ratcliffe not wanting total regime change. They want Maduro to be able to leave, to be able to have amnesty somewhere. And Trump said no. They're going to have free and fair elections, and they're going to step down. Because the CIA is still super corrupt. Trump's barely gotten any reform there. And they want that group to stay in power down there. So now, I'll get to this in a moment, Trump rejects Maduro's request for amnesty in newly disclosed phone call. And they just had another phone call, but I told you a month ago he was asking for it, and then it came out a month ago he was. Trump said no. So he offered to turn over their gold, their oil, you know, everything to the United States. He said, nope, your people will keep that. We want your regime gone. It's a dictatorship. So they're in our hemisphere. Yeah, they ship drugs in. But they're the senior partner of the Mexican cartels. I mean, massively. They're super junior. Ultra junior. And if you, look, first thing Trump did was send troops in, but the Panamanian government knows the old contract said we built it, could always be there. Carter signed a deal to give it away. Decades later, under Obama, it was transferred. And China moved in and took it over. And politically, they've been pushed out. There's been a lot of cloak and dagger stuff going on. And the U.S. is currently there in a proxy war, pushing them out. But we built that. That's strategic to us. Our criminals in our government gave it away like they gave your jobs away to China. And Trump's saying, not so fast. So that's a big deal. So I want to get into this here with some key clips from General Flynn and others here in a moment, including the former CIA highly decorated section chief out of Afghanistan. But before we do that, since I mentioned it, here is a comedian, David Letterman, brands Trump a dictator, sitting around again with some women, just shooting his mouth off with a fancy $10 word like dictator. Here it is.
Shut up, Peggy.
Oh, how about that? Oh, my God, that was so good. Oh, man, just a wonder of idiocy. Yeah. It's just fantastic. It knows no bounds.
None.
No, and it's never ending. He's our dictator.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
No, and it just laughs a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I heard he was standing in front of a giant gold eagle for something recently.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. No,
there's
he ain't going anywhere.
In that office now. I think it's.
I know, and I'm sure it's not real gold because that's not as shiny.
Yeah, probably not. But it doesn't make any difference. The appearance is fraudulent, as is mm-hmm. everything about the regime.
Exactly, the regime is right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
On that note, I have
things
to go.
Things happen. Just remember, hey, Piggy. Things happen.
Things happen.
Good and, God.
Don't forget to subscribe and love us.
I mean, it's like 18 times the worst behavior one has witnessed ever anywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and everyone
worse.
Seems fine.
Think of
it.
The worst thing that you've ever seen humans accomplish. Mm-hmm. This is so much worse.
He's talking about when the Saudi prince, it was there a few weeks ago, and you know they brought up that so-called journalist whose dad was the famous super arms dealer, Kalergi. And they said, oh, well, Turkey claimed that they thought, and the CIA thought, that Saudi intelligence killed him. How do we believe anything out of the CIA? Remember they said the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. But Trump just said, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. But they're allied with us, and they're doing everything we want, so I'm not going to talk about it. Trump said, when I get in, I'm not going to tell these countries how to run themselves anymore. While the United States does stuff far more corrupt. They get involved in our interests. They screw us. I'm going to come down on them with a hammer. And they all respect that. That's what you voted for. That's not a dictator. You know, the same CIA that said Trump was all paid for by Obama, flew to St. Petersburg, got off a plane and had hookers piss on him. And they admit it's all fake now. I don't believe any of it. Now, does Saudi intelligence kill people? Do birds fly in the sky? Yeah. What does that mean? He's a dictator? Because of that? I'm going to come back with some key new interviews. You know, the interview we did last Wednesday with General Flynn was so key about the ongoing rolling coup they're building up for the big action. I've been talking about this for a year now. It's all happening now as people are finally paying attention. And it's true. Flynn and I are the very first to talk about it from different angles. He agrees with my analysis. I agree with his. We're analyzing the same thing. Now others are finally getting it, but there have been new big developments. He's directly connecting elements of the CIA to the shooter last week with the National Guard and the alleged bomber up in Fort Worth. And it's we'll explain how this works. People go, oh, that's Trump's CIA. Yeah, right. Just like it was Kennedy's CIA in 63 in Dallas 62 years ago last week. Grow up, folks. Get more sophisticated. So we're going to come back and get to those key clips and then shift gears into a bunch of other big stories here. And Trump going at nullifying all the auto pen, 90% of what Biden did, banning all legal and illegal immigration from any third world country. They're raiding the Somalis in Minnesota right now and in Seattle. We've got tons of videos of that. I mean, just grabbing them by the hundreds because they were just given asylum blanket by Biden. Nope, sorry, you're gone. They've caught them in mass fraud. It's all coming up. But I just want to point this out. We're empowered and funded not by Soros, not by the Qataris, not by the Israelis, not by the CIA, not even really by sponsors. We've got like one gold sponsor. That's great. We are funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com and the products being so great and having an 80%+ reorder on the methylene blue, 70%+ reorder on all the other supplements. Nobody's got numbers like that. We have the very best of the super nutrient combos, systems, the best Shilajit, the best Irish Shea Moss, the best bovine colostrum. If you don't know what these things are, look into them, find out how amazing they are, and then know we have the best. The deal we have right now is insane, and it runs until tomorrow at midnight, and that is it. Tomorrow at midnight, biggest sale in the history of the site. 60% off site-wide, including the hoodies, the ball caps, the sweaters, the t-shirts, the widest selection. And let me just explain something. At 60% off, these hats break even. You understand? At 60% off, you are getting these awesome Richardson, Decky, you name it, hats at cost like this badass America First. That is a good-looking hat right there. But we just want you to get you in the store, see how great the products are. This is the biggest sale ever. It only runs till tomorrow night at midnight. That is the biggest sale ever, thealexjonesstore.com. Get your Ultimate Methylene Blue. Get your Irish Sea Moss. Get your Bovine Colostrum. Get your Ultimate Life Force Cardiovascular Boost and Cleanser. Get it all now at the lowest prices ever at thealexjonesstore.com, powering the Second American Revolution worldwide. You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyways. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of theolivesshore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. all the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the life feeds.
What are you looking at? Do you have a problem?
You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members of the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now if they're openly calling for it, U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
Again, it is Sunday, November 30th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and remember, to declassify that the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, since at least 2013, have been running covert operations against InfoWars, trying to shut us down. All the rigged staged trials, all the lawsuits, all the demonization, all the attacks. We have been enemy number one in the independent media because we are over the target and know what we're talking about. Not just for the general public, but I'm able to decompartmentalize people in government agencies that hear the stuff I say and go, how does he know all that? A lot of that's secret, a lot of that's the public doesn't know, and he's accurate. And then I give them information from other corporate systems and government systems they didn't know, and they don't want those different agencies being decompartmentalized. One of the most important things we do. All right. Now, here's an update, major update, on the Seditious Six. Funded by Soros and the CIA, now come out, we published that on Friday. Mike Benz exposed it and others. They're putting up billboards around the country saying Trump's a dictator, don't follow his orders. They won't say what's illegal, though. Ahead of more unrest, terror attacks, more of the troops getting killed, all because they just have them out there and the criminals see it and crime goes down by 95%. Places like D.C. and Memphis. Because the police have been told to stand down by the Soros-controlled police departments, DAs, and judges. Remember, that's the defunding the police. This is the takedown of the country. And so when they get shot and killed and rammed and all the rest of it by vehicles, CNN and others say, well, you shouldn't be out patrolling. Don Lemon, you know, what they're doing is illegal. They're targeting citizens, which they're not. It's not illegal. So go buy guns. When they come to your house, you know what to do. Want to see that clip again? I played it last week and again yesterday on a Saturday show. I mean, I've got so many clips of them. We have to be able to fight and die against ICE and against the Border Patrol and National Guard. They said on The View a few months ago. And you got the main senator leading all this. You know, we have all these clips of her in the last few months saying, the National Guard's going to kill people. We're going to have a civil war, I'm worried. And so now, well, let's nudge them. Let's get them scared so that they end up shooting somebody innocent, and then they've got their narrative. They need George Floyd 2.0. Meanwhile, Gold Star father blasts Biden after National Guardsman shot in D.C. by alleged Afghan shooter. There's no alleged. He's on video doing it. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem stuns leftist NBC host Kristen Welker, says Biden allowed 100,000 Afghans to infiltrate our country, and confirms the U.S. will deport aliens with pending asylum claims. So that's what's happening. So here is a short clip of Flynn on the war room, and then here's a longer one. And at the end of the first, we've got the former highly decorated CIA section chief who's been exposing all the election fraud more, explaining how this really works. And then the longer clip, we've got a former SEAL Team 6 member breaking down what's really happening with these guys being connected to the CIA. And again, that's still the main beachhead of the globalist. Who've been operating in total secrecy with impunity since 1947. And now you have all these former high-level CIA, you have all these former top generals, you name it, saying, no, abolish the CIA immediately and create a real counterintelligence system to actually deal with the CHICOMs and others instead of running around trying to domestically control our country and offensively trying to overthrow governments. So let's go to the short clip of Flynn on Bannon and then just go right into the long clip. I'll start and stop at some, but this is key information since he was on with me Wednesday. This went out Friday. Here it is.
He needs to recognize that we must stop the CIA from driving U.S. policy domestically and foreign. I'm telling you, Steve, that is a massive, massive problem. And I wouldn't say 50%. I would say shut the doors. It is no longer, it's a dead organization because it's an organization that is killing. It operates in the darkness. It is killing us. And so that's my message to President Trump. That's such sort of step one for him. I don't care what somebody's handicap is. You take that organization and you rip it apart because that organization is driving our policy everywhere. And it's killing our country right now. And it really is. I mean, the people that are part of it and the people that have been part of it are the ones still operating and driving everything going on in our nation. I mean, it's got to stop. It has to stop. And that means in Congress. That means in the White House. That means in the judiciary. And that's definitely overseas. Some of the things that they're doing, the nefarious things that they're doing. And that's not going to make me any friends over there at Langley, but too goddamn bad. These people, right. This organization is driving this country and has been driving this country for 50 years or more. It has to be completely gutted and changed. And you're right about the other organizations. You know, we got to quit playing games.
Look, I was in the CIA for almost 24 years. I did a lot of things for them. I understand this business very well. The agency has been defeated completely in the last 20 years. We're only looking at Western Hemisphere. From the optic of Western Hemisphere, we were defeated. Who knows what the Russians have cheesed against us in Eastern Europe and what the Chinese have done there. I'm of the opinion now that the CIA needs to be closed. We need to create an OSS-style organization, which Office of Strategic Services during World War II. And on the side of it, we should create a counterintelligence organization like MI5 that only does CI.
That's what we
really have penetrated so badly because all of you in the national security apparatus have failed on counterintelligence so horribly that our enemies have taken over the direction of our foreign policy.
My first thing was when I heard about where this guy came from, I was like, oh my God, This isn't a one-off. This isn't a lone wolf. This is an intentional design to start basically an internal physical component of what I call this color revolution. And this is just one among many that I think that we should expect to see.
So you're saying the date was chosen, or this guy was used for a color revolution. One, tell the audience, what do you mean by that? And who's in charge? In your best thinking, who's driving this color revolution against the people and the sovereignty of the United States?
Yeah, I think that right now, and we have to really take a hard look at what happened all the way back to 2016 under Obama. And I think that Obama is still in the mix here. I think the operational commander on the battlefield here in the United States of America is John Brennan. I believe that. I mean, that's my gut. I think that there's enough indicators out there for the types of activities that you look at what John Brennan has said, what he's been talking about. I do think that Obama is a part of the command structure. When we talk about, I'm putting it into military terminology, but I believe that that's part of the command structure. There is an international component to this. I call it the axis of resistance. The axis of resistance essentially consists of communists, both that are emanating from the CCP's control, but also communists inside of our country. I mean, you know, if people don't believe that there's communists in Congress, you know, go look at the way that they voted to get rid of socialism. I mean, what it was, 92 didn't vote against socialism as part of the functioning parts of our government. I mean, so you got communism, you've got Islamism, you've got these narco cartels, these terrorist groups that are also part of this. It's not just Hamas and Hezbollah. It's FARC and it's the Cartel del Sol. I mean, you have a combination of organizations, and there are people that are at the, you know, sort of at the pincer of it, meaning the pointy end of the spear that are organizing and controlling some of this. I mean, all you have to do is read their damn doctrine, which I have. And I want people to understand, when we talk about color revolutions, that's what's going on over in Ukraine, that total loser war that I keep talking about. We have to get the hell out of there. We've got it. Trump has got to tell his team, if he wants to stick with this team, it's like you said in the preempt with Jack and his brother. You know, Trump signs all these executive orders. Who's checking to make sure these things are actually being put into effect all the way down to the lowest levels, right? And the one phrase that I used to use as a commander in the military is, because, you know, all the lawyers would come in, and I say that lawyers advise, leaders decide. And so President Donald J. Trump, you need to make a decision now. Listen to your lawyers, but make a decision. Get your team, whether it's CIA, DNI, Sec War, you know, Sec State, Sec Commerce, I don't care. Get them all in and tell them, and especially the Secretary of Homeland Security. I mean, I think that Trump felt like all this going on, and it was happening. It's not happening. The essence of a color revolution is, a, in this case, for the United States of America, this is a long period of time that this has been going on. They kicked it into higher gear when Trump won in 2016, and then they're balls to the walls right now, you know, in terms of what they're doing. And it's clear. All you got to look at is the components of a color revolution. Go look at the components. I mean, I can list them off here, but it's on my pinned post on X right now. Just go look at the components of a color revolution. We are going through all of them. Trump needs to understand that this is not just some, like he said in one, I think in one of the clips you showed, this is not some guy who's a loony bin. No, this guy is extremely well trained. He is a soldier of the left. Okay, he is a soldier of the movement to destroy the United States of America. And we have got to start facing the facts. The main actions that we are seeing economic warfare being played against us. We're seeing cyber warfare. I mean, my God, Mike Benz is one of the best to listen to. We have political interference. You know, most people, Steve, don't know about what's called the New Virginia Majority, right? There's a name, Tram Nyan, New Virginia Majority. This is a communist movement inside of the United States to make sure that they get as many people that are communists running at the local level, school boards on up, right? And then we have what's called, within the color revolution, you have what's called contrived cultural shifts. And that's this whole Islamification of the United States of America in different places of the country. I mean, we have the problem right here in in Florida. I'm down here in Florida right now. It's not just in Florida. It's not just in Dearborn. It's not just in Houston with the epic city. Steve, this is a creeping like a cancer that is coming into our country. Yep. Islam is not compatible with Christianity, and Sharia law is not compatible with constitutional law. We cannot have either.
Mike, Gil, you were there. I agree. There were people that now we were fighting for their country, but people that did
right,
serve.
Let's stop right here. This is the SEAL Team 6 guy. Spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. Both the shooter and now the bomber, would-be bomber in Fort Worth, worked for these CIA rapid response hit teams. And again, now magically they're doing this. And they're targeting what Trump's doing. And the media's like, see, you should get the National Guard out the street, hoping the guard gets jittery. This is all part of just turning the violence level up, the intimidation level up. And people need to understand exactly what's going on. And, you know, the Navy SEALs like, well, they just abandoned these guys, you know, and they're crazy guys, and you know, but they were brought over here. It's a lot bigger than that. I've been predicting this would happen. And 3 weeks ago, Flynn predicted you'd start seeing Islamic attacks from all the chattered information we've got. And I'll show you that next hour. It's not chatter. It's in the Quran. When they get to a certain level in a country they've got come into saying they're friendly, they then go on the offense. They start bullying people. They start attacking people. They start taking over. They start marching with their swords. They start threatening everybody. And they're working with the left, working with the globalists who brought them in. So let's go back to the SEAL Team 6 member.
States, it's time there. I have no problem with getting people out of the country. I have a massive problem with letting any of them in the United States of America. Okay? It's a different culture. It's a different religion. You got 1.8 billion. You got Muslims spread all over from Indonesia to Malaysia, all the way through the Gulf, Africa. There are plenty of places that would have taken the Afghans, particularly some of these people are hardworking people. The point is to bring them here. And now, I mean, just give me a minute on, does it strike you as odd that a CIA guy that was trained by the CIA guy that looked like he had no problems all of a sudden just mysteriously appears in Washington, D.C. to gun down a couple of troops in cold blood, shoot him in the head, sir?
No, it actually doesn't surprise me at all, Steve. Like I said, these guys were old school Mujahideen descendants. Then they became part of the strike force. What happens is, like I said, they're loyal at one time, and we paid them a lot of money. We equipped them. They had a high operational budget, but we turned it off overnight. So there was no transition to get them to work for themselves. So we literally, I watched it happen at some of these bases. We would literally start leaving in the middle of the night. We have helicopters coming all night, pulling the equipment out. And they ask us, are you guys leaving? And we would say, no, we're not leaving. And then one day we would just leave. So we literally just abandoned them. That's what happened under Obama and Joe Biden. So no gradual transition. So we threw them out on the street, unemployed. Their operational budget's gone. Now they're on their own. So what happens is they either join the Taliban because they're broke, or they get killed, or they have to flee Afghanistan to another Arabic country. And then when Joe Biden did this crazy pullout, you saw these guys hanging on the sides of airplanes and piling in. So yeah, it's a desperation move on their part. And then they come over here and they probably have no job, whatever. And then someone pays them to go kill some National Guard guys. So no, I'm not surprised. And two, I think that this is the sign of things to come. This is going to happen again. So I'm not defending these guys. I'm not saying like, poor this, poor that. I'm just saying they were once a loyal force, and then we abandoned them. And now they're broke on the street and they need money and they're desperate. And guess what? They're trained killers. So this is what happens. This is what our government did. This is the deep state. This is Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, and Barack Obama. That's what happens.
And then through the different globalist NGO networks, they just pay them. Now the SCIF's great site on X, a lot of good analysis. And everything, every line you read here, I could spend an hour showing you the proof. I've done it. Mike Benz has done it. It's all public information. Let me show you this. If you believe an Afghan shooter with confirmed CIA and zero unit ties, that's a hit team for the CIA, was a lone wolf who also connected to Firebase Gecko, a CIA special forces base in Kandahar, you're not paying attention. And the CIA released this. This is confirmed. Just like they told you Thomas Crooks, Tyler Robinson, Ryan Ruth, who they've now confirmed work for the CIA and State Department, Tyler Robinson worked in the CIA feeder program. Crooks, you know, all the signs. Just like they told you that Thomas Crooks, remember, tried to kill Trump. Tyler Robinson, Kirk, Ryan Roth down in Mar-a-Lago trying to kill Trump. Except you are not understanding the bigger coordinated color revolution happening right now in real time from both foreign and domestic entities. I told you they got domestic leftist paramilitaries. They got Islamic ones. They've got jihadists. They've got MS-13, TDA, Latin Kings. They've got the Antifa. They got it all. And they say they've been creating lists of all of us, including myself. It's time to make America priority. Identify and prosecute traitors in our own government and foreign entities trying to sabotage and take down our great country. So just think about that. Now, John Brennan was the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia on 9/11 that let the hijacker decoys into the U.S. and covered it up later. And I had the actual head of the embassy on many times who blew the whistle and exposed it all. Look that up. Alex Jones interviews the head of the Saudi Arabian embassy who exposed how John Brennan overrode him and authorized the 9/11 hijackers to come in the U.S. I mean, I've interviewed him many times. But continuing, that was like 20-something years ago. Brennan is converted to Islam. We have videos of him bragging about it and giving speeches, and he's a card-carrying communist. So that's who Obama put in as the head of the CIA, and that's the guy quarterbacking all this now. By the way, if you're a new listener, I know that doesn't sound real. Look up John Brennan, communist, John Brennan, Islam. It's videos of him saying it. It's on record. So here's the former CIA section chief, counterterrorism in multiple countries like Afghanistan and others. The real reason Trump is going after Venezuela ties all together. It's Gary Bernstein. We're getting on, I think, next week. And then we have another ex-CIA agent explaining it. And what's happening is these people are going public because there's a war inside the CIA and they're exposing the tactics, just like the CIA high-level officers that last week warned last Monday Jesse Waters. People saw Jesse Waters' segment. They went, my God, that's word for what you've been saying. Yeah, folks, because I know what I'm talking about. Okay? So this is going down, and they've got thousands of just the Islamic operatives here, not to mention all the other gangs. And they've got it as their force ready to launch. And when Trump responds to the military, they're going to call him a dictator. Let's roll these two clips back to back, CIA whistleblowers.
The Mexican cartels, I know everyone in America talks about the Mexican cartels, but they're not the big boys, ladies and gentlemen. They're not. They're the drivers. Everybody talked about Chapo El Guzman. Mm-hmm. He's a bloody driver. He's a nobody. Okay, he's a nobody that had $1.4 billion, but these guys have hundreds of billion. There are at least a dozen people in Venezuela that have more money and power than the Central Intelligence Agency and money to spend on operations. That's how large and gigantic. This is the largest transnational criminal organization in the world that no one knew about or no one wanted to talk about. Until they stole our election in 2020, and we decided, okay,
I talked about it 20 years ago.
Play hardball. Here we come.
If you go on the internet and you look for articles about it, there's hardly anything.
No, because they crush anyone. They who crush dares anybody. Talk about
That's
it.
Right. It's been wiped.
If you are easily triggered or offended, then you're easily controlled. Today, I want to talk about liberal rage and the manufactured pipeline that creates it and that profits from it. And I'm going to give you the playbook. I spent my career at CIA and NSA. I also advised other intelligence agencies. I now have my own corporate intelligence firm. All of these opinions are my own. In 2018, I think we all can remember the kids in cages. This thing was months and months of kids in cages. There were celebrities online crying.
It was all from Obama.
Just being outraged.
All old.
There were people making so millions of dollars off of this. And Trump was the villain. But funny story, these pictures, most of them were actually from 2014, the Obama era, 4 years prior. And this has been verified. AP, Reuters, publications who have since done the investigation and verified that they were, in fact, from 2014. The Obama era, who deported 3.2 million people, more than anyone else, even Trump at this point. And then in 2020, when Biden took over, it remained. He kept doing it, but the outrage went away. Because they no longer needed to push their agenda. Here's the playbook they used, and that they use every single time that I want you to look out for. All right, first, they're going to pick a target. So they're going to pick a villain, because every outrage has to start with a villain, whether it's a person, whether it's a bill, a state, a country, whatever it is, they're going to pick their villain. And then they're going to pick a topic that triggers emotion. So you're going to see manufactured headlines. You're going to see context cut out. They do not care about facts. They only care about emotion. What can we take? What small narrative from this can we take to then put out there? And it's going to create outrage and virality. For this one, it was kids in cages. Who cares about the context that it was actually an Obama thing that's just continued and continued through Biden? We don't care about that. We just want the outrage to go after the villain, which in this case was Trump. Then they activate their network. So Wired actually just did an investigation and found that this liberal dark money group, 1630, who I'll do a thing on, it's very interesting, but they started a nonprofit and quietly gave contracts to influencers. And in those contracts, it said, you're going to push out whenever we tell you, whatever political information we want you to give, whatever opinion we want you to push out, and you cannot tell your audience that you're being paid for it. You need to just push it out and make it seem like your idea. And they were paid upwards of like $8,000 a post. News stations catch on to it. The 24/7 news, which we know is there for entertainment purposes now.
All right, so let's stop there. When we post this to X, we're live now, and Rumble, we'll add all of what she had to say. She says a lot more. She comes up to current things. But remember, people peed on the graves of dead children, and they went to houses and attacked people. No one did that, any of it. But I was blamed for stuff that didn't even happen. CIA ran that. It's been partially declassified. They created the whole deal, and then the FBI deployed it. Trump, the KKK are fine people. He said the KKK are not good people. They don't care. They just said it. Trump, all Mexicans are bad. Never said that. Trump's a dictator. The National Guard are killing people. No, they're getting killed. But you got low information voters out there that believe this crap. They're turning the heat up. All right. I got a few more stories yet on other issues, and then I'm going to do the deep dive on Islam. And believe me, you want to watch this. And then this is for you to cut up, slice up the pieces, my analysis on each little key area. This is going to take hours, but it's important. Remember, I'm funded by you. I need your support. The biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com that funds the whole operation is running till tomorrow night. 60% off store-wide. On the ball caps, the t-shirts, the best supplements out there. We are break even on the apparel at this, okay? But I just want to get you in the store because the products are so amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the live feeds now. We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy, literally. Do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it, it's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No, you hear the callers, it changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking-ass. They're the biggest sale ever at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally, it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks.
This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away.
Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt. And this methylene blue really rocks.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.